Hi, welcome to Royal Cyber Podcast and myself Shamsuddin, and today I'm going to talk on the topic API lifecycle. And before getting into this topic, as you all know, API is everywhere, and also on the other side, we have to be note down that API is having the threat issues as well on the other side. It is very important for the developers to take down and note down the API lifecycle before designing an API. So the first stage which comes in the API is designing. When you are developing an API, it is very important to note down what kind of an endpoint so you're going to publish outside. For example, if you are developing an API for a weather station, and it has to be like a weather or forecast, and what this endpoint that is all about. And next thing is parameters. What kind of parameters it is accepting, whether it is location or distance, it has to be mentioned on your parameter side. And the other thing is what kind of response it's published outside. For example, it is exposing us a JSON or XML kind of an output, what your API is going to publish outside. This is a very important things. These are three key things which has to be noted during your design stage. And next stage is the development stage, where the developer will spend more time on the development. For example, if you are developing an API for a banking application, and you'll be writing a code for payment processing, and you'll be integrating a third-party API, and you should be make sure that these APIs are encrypted and sensitive data are protected. These are the very important thing which you have to be note down during your development stage. Our next thing stage is a testing stage, where we are developing an API for an social media, which has you want to simulate a large number of requests, which is not possible using manually. You need to be using kind of a tool to simulate a large number of requests, 1,000 or 10,000 kind of requests, to make sure that your API is capable of handling those requests, and also on the server side as well. And apart from that, you should be using a scanning tool to find a kind of a vulnerability before hitting the production to protect from all kind of an attacks. So this has to be noted down during your testing stage. Next stage is called as a deployment. Once you have developed your API, you are going to deploy your API in a cloud environment and make sure that if you have made all your environment setup fine, and also make sure that you have a what you call is the API rate limiting. It has to be set on your API gateway to protect from abuse kind of request. It has to be note down. And also note down is like, if you are using an API, which an API calls, which is having a CI/CD pipeline, you should be make sure that you have automated script return with a CI/CD. Most of the things are manually, they mention it's a CI/CD, but the script has to be automated. So to follow a CI/CD process very smoothly and proper continued development and continued integration process. And next stage, which is once after your deployment, it is important to manage your API in a management stage. Make sure that if you are having a proper kind of request and proper kind of response times happening, or rate limiting is happening, this kind of monitoring has to be managed during your management stage. And it has to be well to be noted down and monitored your API whether working fine or not. Health of your API and monitoring is very important during your management stage. And next stage is called as the versioning. Versioning is like, I have to maintain your API with the versioning V1 and V2. For example, if you are adding a new features or you're working on your existing feature, make sure that you have a backward compatibility so that it will help you to revert back or work on your previous versioning. So it is very important to maintain your API with a versioning like V1 or V2 kind of an versioning. And next stage is a retention stage. For example, if your API is getting your life cycle end and the end of your product, and it is very important to deprecate your APIs and remove your APIs from free version to a licensed version, it is very important to deprecate your API during your retention stage. And I hope we have covered all these stages from beginning to design to the retention stage, which is very important for your API development and managing your APIs. And hope you are developing a new or you are adding to your existing one, these mastering these steps are very, very important and has to be noted down. And Thank you for joining us, and happy coding. And we'll be coming back with your next topics in the coming session. Thank you.